podcast number 18, The Music Industry. I am Frank, and welcome to Business Rhythm with Frank and Jamie, your regular dose of fun and easy-to-understand business insights. This podcast is brought to you by businessmango.org.
I am Jamie, and I'm glad to be here today with my partner, Frank. In this episode, we will talk about the music production industry. Do you still remember going to Tower Records, Sam Goody, or Virgin Megastores? 15 years ago, you were probably excited to check out the new music releases and CDs and have bought some of them to be played at home. Today, many of these stores are gone. Instead, you download your favorite songs onto your iPhone.
To be more accurate, people still buy CD albums through more general retailers and online stores like Amazon. But people are increasingly getting their music through the internet. Yes, the internet has changed the music industry big time over the last 15 years in ways that had been difficult to imagine earlier.
Let's get into the big picture. According to IBIS World, industry revenue in the United States is $7.6 billion as of 2014. It has been declining by 4.2% on an annualized basis over the last 5 years. Not only that, this declining trend is expected to continue over the next couple of years. This is certainly bad news for the music label producers, which has historically enjoyed good revenues and profits before the turn of the century. But what are the causes of the slide in revenue for music labels?
An obvious reason is piracy. You may remember Napster, which started in 1999, where you could share music files among your friends illegally. While it shut down in 2001, people never stopped downloading music files without paying for it. The proliferation of high-speed internet makes this practice even more extensive.
What about the practice of selling of music per song instead of by album? This has certainly contributed to the decline in sales. An album costs about $10, while a song costs less than a dollar to download, as consumers are now given the ability to buy only the songs they like. They are now paying less and less than what they normally would for an album in order to enjoy a couple of their favorite songs. Indeed, album sales have gone down 7.9% each year over the last 5 years.
The internet has brought about the democratization of music production. Digital technology gives artists the capability to produce and distribute their own music. Famous artists such as Madonna, Nine Inch Nails, and John Jett have released their own albums without the support of music label companies.
What has happened to music production companies? The ongoing decline in music revenue has led to the consolidations among music label production companies, with the top three companies now comprising of Universal Music Group, or UMG, Sony Music Entertainment, and Warner Music Group.
Going forward, it is not very clear how the operations of the music production industry will pan out. The demand for music from consumers has been much higher, while the revenue has been falling. Music label producers may increasingly rely on music streaming services such as Pandora or Spotify to generate revenues through royalties, although the margins are lower than from direct sale of albums and songs to consumers. It may also be possible that the improvement in regulations against piracy will increase the sales of music once again. Lastly, the overall trend of increasing income of consumers worldwide will help increase the sales of albums and songs in general.
It will be interesting to see how the music industry evolves in the next 5 years. Thanks for a very wonderful discussion, Frank. And that is it for today, folks. Again, this is Jamie.
And this is Frank. Thanks for listening.
Goodbye. Please visit businessmango.org for more insights on leadership, finance, marketing, and innovation. Business Rhythm is available in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, Windows, and all Android podcast players.